very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, everybody. How are you? Can everybody hear us? Okay. I just want to say, one, we're so... Well, okay.
Adam is doing IT.
I'm in charge of IT, so just know that. There we go. Good. Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to your favorite figure skating podcast where we talk about all the things that make us kiss... make us cry, and make us go live at Banners. I'm Adam Rippon. This is Ashley Wagner. And this is not Olympic champion. Still without title.
Yeah.
Champion of our hearts.
I do want to note it. I got a very loud cheer for never winning the Olympics.
Almost louder than the cheer for Ashley.
Well, who also famously
but
didn't
more
win
work.
The Olympics.
You've done more work. I also haven't won the Olympics.
Yeah, that's so true.
Maybe one day.
Honestly, though, after seeing how this event looks, I'm coming back.
Oh,
are you
yeah.
kidding me? Do you how you would feel like I could punch a wall and punch through a wall if I came through that athlete's tunnel. Are you kidding me?
Would you or would you not do a cartwheel?
I would
Fuck
not
no,
do a
I wouldn't
cartwheel.
Do a cartwheel.
No.
I actively every day of my life try to not be upside down on purpose. Every day, and it's a struggle.
Well, Adam has been the one like railing against the cartwheels on ice.
Yeah.
But off ice, where do you stand?
Yeah. Oh,
if it leads to a world title.
Well, see, this is the
where
thing.
Where do you stand?
I think that she's totally in her right to do a cartwheel because it was off the ice, as a cartwheel was intended to be, right?
Well, you need,
yeah,
you need friction.
Not on ice.
You need friction. Friction.
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite, though, was second time she goes out and she's like, and you know, one of her coaches was like, if I ever see you do a fucking cartwheel again, I will kill you.
Well, one of her coaches told me that, like, they didn't, so when the skaters come out, they, like, corral the coaches, like, cattle in the back, and they don't let them come out. So everybody was like, isn't it crazy Alyssa did a cartwheel? And they didn't know. So they later found out. So that she probably was reprimanded.
Yeah. By me.
Yeah.
In the kiss and cry.
What would you do as your entrance if, like, when we came? Well, first of all, what a, like, broke-ass way we came out to the rink. They just, like, opened
yeah, it's
the
embarrassing.
Door.
Well, what? Ashley well, no, sometimes
like
came out to the rink.
A
and,
race.
Yeah, Ashley sometimes came onto the rink and hugged Christina Gao. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, this 2014 Olympic qualifiers was obviously the worst and best day of my life, but I was having an out of body experience. I get onto the ice, and Christina Gao had skated before me. And I'm like, I'm going to give her a hug on the ice before I go. To my starting position. Needless to say, it didn't go well for me.
No.
Yeah, so Christina Gao, we're thinking of you.
We always are.
I always am. Christina Gao.
Christina Gao, after Adam went to the 2018 Olympics, he came to New York to do a little like press tour where he went on Colbert and he went on Watch What Happens Live. And we got a drink with Christina Gao. And she comes up, when she first sees him, she just goes...
Runs.
Famous! And she kept saying it the whole night, and Adam and I still say it to each other.
It's so genius. It's
like,
so
we'll be
famous.
On the phone, we'll be on the phone, and I'll be like, someone's at my door, and he'll go, famous! So we really are always thinking of Christina Gao.
Always.
Okay, so you guys, we're at the World Championships against... kind of all odds. How have your worlds been? Ashley, I have a few moments that like I think of at the World Championships. So one for me, like top of mind, my most impressive moment of the World Championships is that you've probably watched the most skating.
You guys, I have watched
no, cheer for her.
Every single athlete at this event. That's too much figure skating. I've watched so much figure skating. I'm a new fan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
You'll love to learn about Ashley Wagner. She was a great skater.
I had no idea there were so many athletes at the World Championships. At all. I did not know that the women's event was that big.
Mm-hmm. Now that Ashley is the MC, she's going to go to the ISU technical committee and advocate for higher tech minimums. And be like, we just can't have this many people here.
I've already made that. I've already said that. I'm like, we need to raise the bar and cut down two groups because I
trim the fat.
I can't talk for that long.
Yeah, I do love that when you think about the world championship experience for the athletes, you think of yourself first, which I do think is so brave and honest.
I did not think that I would be coming into this event and be like the resident WWE SmackDown announcer. That was not in the job description. And then one day they're like, let's see if you can do it. I was like, I can't, but sure.
I think I'm actually quite impressed with your work.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I am losing my voice. I get on the phone with my husband.
Respect.
He's like, you need to do voice training.
Voice training.
I need to do voice training like a professional singer.
You are gaining experience watching figure skating, though, which
I'm learning about the sport.
Yeah. Actually, what have you learned about the sport?
That there's too many skaters at the World Championships.
What's the perfect number?
20.
Oh, yes, you want to even drop four.
No, I've pitched this. I'm like 20 skaters.
That's half of the men's field.
But wait, what did you do?
The men's event, I got to the rink at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. for this event, and it ended at 4:30.
Okay, so I want to know, you pitched it. So did this involve
you? It was not well received. They said, we're probably not going to make that change.
Did you walk into like the ISU like room and go like,
listen,
hello, sharks?
Yeah. I'm here today
to present you with an idea
for $5,000 and five fewer skaters.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sarah, how has your World Championships been? You just
got
here. Yeah,
short. I got here yesterday. I had to work in Connecticut until yesterday, and then I drove at a high speed, let's say. On the way here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just walked right into the middle of the women's free skate right in time for Lara Naki Gutman.
Oh my God.
Which was actually my real goal. It wasn't a coincidence. I looked at my schedule for the week and I looked at, you know, the start list on Thursday night and I was like, okay, we're going to finish editing this show by 3 p.m. at the latest, because I have an Italian woman waiting for me in Boston.
Waiting for you.
And like, you know, I needed to be there.
Wait,
so.
Do you guys, this is my first time seeing some of these skaters in person because we're old as fuck and haven't competed against
Speak
all these.
Speak for yourself, I'm the youngest person here.
But I saw Lara Naki Gutman and she's like a celeb on our podcast and I was like, oh my God, it's Lara. And I'm in the, and I'm like asking her a question in the kiss and cry, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm talking to Lara. Yeah.
Your eyes are just like two stars.
I'm crying. So like,
what? Yeah.
Wait, is there anyone else you've been starstruck by?
Kimi Rapond.
Yeah.
I have no idea she was so tall.
Yeah. Adam's biological
child.
She's
so tall.
Yes. I did not realize she was so, she just, it's like,
I think
she
hit her head on the athlete's entrance coming in. My God. They didn't make it tall enough.
No, she is. It's not like she doesn't read tall, but like
she reads tall. She reads like her limbs are half her body.
That is literally Kimi Rapond.
Yeah, she's here today. Our special guest,
our speaker.
Yeah, Adam, where did she get the tall jeans?
Because her sister's not tall
from
either.
From JP,
it's the Swiss part.
Yeah,
it's like the Swiss part of her. It's because after she changed, obviously, the spelling of my name to her name, they gave her a few extra feet.
Wait, yeah. This is a dumb moment, but I'm sitting and I'm watching her and she's actively skating and I'm like, oh, this is why Adam says that she's his daughter. Rapond.
Wait, are you kidding? What?
No. Okay, here's the thing. Because I know you so well, I thought you were like, she's beautiful, I'm beautiful, obviously.
No, that was just like a happy accident.
I'm an idiot.
I'm in shock.
I'm an idiot.
I'm in shock.
No,
about this.
Oh, that's really crazy, Ashley.
It's so insane.
It is insane. What? And you went along with it.
Yeah. Do you know the majority of the bits on this show? I have no idea what's going on.
I do think that's true. I believe that.
That's true.
That you're just like repeating things that you hear us say.
Yes.
And it works. You have good comedic timing.
Correct. It's about timing. It's not about coming up with creative concepts.
It's not about what you say. It's how you say it.
Right, because you can say the Wizard of Minnesota.
Exactly. Exactly.
And if you say it with conviction, you believe Tim Walz is the Wizard of Minnesota.
Well, I do believe that about him.
I do believe that.
Yeah, I do believe that.
Do you have any favorite moments from the World Championship so far?
Wakaba. Underscored. Underscored. I just thought there was so much pressure on her to show up and remind everybody that she's Wakaba Higuchi. And she hasn't, I mean, this season has been so strong for her, but stepping out onto that world ice, and then she comes off and she's hugging Kaori. They're crying. Mm-hmm. I'm crying. All of a sudden, I'm like a fan of like teammates and friendship.
You're like, I love when women support each other.
Women supporting women. I'm like, oh my, I think I like it.
I get it now.
Yeah,
I
get it. Same as Kimmy being Adam's daughter. It's the first time she's understood. Oh my God, friendship.
I just haven't had many examples of female friendship in my life.
Okay, well, that's kind of rude to say with me sitting right here.
You know what? You just needed hours of figure skating to finally crack you.
Break me.
Yes. Where you looked at that hug and you went, that looks nice. Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice to be touched?
Well, she did that in 2014 to Christina Gao.
And that was the last time.
It was a disaster. Yes. It was a disaster.
It was a disaster. She never went back.
She never hugged again.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
I think for me, some moments. One, I think Amber landing the triple axel yesterday. That was a good one for me. Another one that I can't stop thinking of is the Japanese pairs short program. That was one of my favorite.
Oh, my God.
That was incredible. It was just
so
amazing.
Seeing them in person, they're so fast. Like, TV
they're
does not
incredible
capture
skaters.
That. It's amazing.
Yeah. That was a great pairs event, by the way.
Yeah.
Especially in the last group was like such a great pairs event on Friday, Thursday night. What day is it? It was on Thursday night. And I mean, I love the Japanese team. Mm. And I think we all thought Haza and Volodin were going to win.
Yes.
Yeah.
We did.
No. Not to be.
No.
Because Megan Duhamel wasn't done winning world titles in Boston.
No.
No.
She was only getting started.
She gets stronger with every
passing year.
Yes.
Yes. She really
wait,
does.
Also Alisa and Misha. That was so amazing. I mean, to do that on home ice, too, I couldn't imagine. And then, of course, they bring the photos of all the athletes and coaches into the kiss and cry. And just to have that moment and then to honor the people that you knew and trained with, it was so beautiful on so many different levels.
Yeah.
But I'm really proud of them and their moment. And, I mean, coming in as reigning national champions and then to have been kind of outskated by Ellie and Danny... There was a lot on the line for them, and they showed up.
No, it was so beautiful. Like it was really emotional backstage too. Everybody.
Oh, that one.
Backstage.
That one actually did make me cry. I'm like, what's happening? Why is my face wet?
What's this? I'm leaking.
Yeah, Adam has been backstage working for NBC. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the backstage pass.
The backstage pass is. Let me tell you. Well, so actually, if everybody's been here, yesterday on the broadcast, I was saying that when Kaori came to the arena yesterday, she was like sobbing, like completely in tears.
Her practice, I've never seen her skate so chaotically. Mm. She was popping, and I was watching it, and I'm like, she's either going to like be a complete dumpster fire or she's going to pull through.
Yeah. And so she was obviously like really emotional. But something I thought that was like really, really interesting was she took all of her stuff. She like came through the door crying, took all of her stuff, turned right around, left. And then a few minutes later came back and was just like fully composed. And I think that it was like such a brilliant move of her to like not collect herself in the arena, to like just get out, like redo it refocus and then let's get back in
there. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
The sports psychology of that. That's so good. I mean, but also I feel like someone needed to be like, you're a 3-time world champion. You know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. It should have been you, actually.
It was me. And I said it in fluent Japanese.
Okay, well, one of our favorite moments, do we have any lunatics in the house? We actually decided we would bring one of our favorite moments into the podcast. World champion Alyssa Liu, are you here? Will you do a cartwheel for us?
Stand on your feet.
Alyssa.
Hello.
World champion. Champion of the world.
How have the last 12 hours been?
Have you slept?
Have you done any other piercings?
No. I haven't done any other piercings, but I did sleep.
Okay.
I'm just kind of pretending like it was just a Friday run through in practice, just with an audience.
Adam and I saw Philip and Massimo last night after you were done, and they were like, we kind of just felt like this was like a regionals.
What?
And it's actually the world championships, and they don't know what to do with themselves.
Yeah, I don't know what to do either, so I just will pretend like it didn't happen.
And you know what? That's actually a really great way to deal with things. It's just to pretend that they don't
happen.
Yeah, I'll just be in denial.
I mean... like, what's going through your head? Can you cannot believe it.
No.
No.
I literally can't. That was the best run through I have done, like, all year. All year, I swear. In practice, it's never been that good. I don't know how that happened.
We love an honest queen.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
It's actually been really bad. Wait, my favorite moment, other than, like, that entire performance was me shoving a microphone in front of your face, and you just go, what the hell?
Oh, yeah.
I loved that. That was so good.
Well, we're so happy and proud of you, but that's not the reason why we want you here. We want you here because we really need a voice of reason to play one of our favorite games that we play on the podcast. Fierce or Futz.
Oh. Okay, so let's give you the... We're going to talk you through this. So, okay. Fierce, obviously, we love it. It's amazing. Fierce, it's yeah. Fierce. Futz.
Futz, no good.
We're not going to
no
talk shit
no
about Futzes because as an avid Futzer, I... It's
we, and we are going to talk shit about Futzes for that reason.
Okay.
But we use Futz loosely. You decide how you feel okay. about Futzes, but obviously...
Yeah, because I feel like you would get it. Like, sometimes Futz is, like, bad, but, like, good.
Yeah, Futz. Like,
yeah, like Futz.
Yeah, Futz.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So you get it. You understand.
Yeah.
Okay, first one. And uh-huh. You can all answer these.
Yeah, this yes. is a conversation.
It's a group yeah. effort.
Okay.
Trigger warnings or not on comeback video announcements.
Ooh, fierce. What made that happen? At what point were you like, I need to put a trigger warning on this?
Oh my god. I don't know. Well, there was like some flashing
lights. Well, at what point did you edit
bit.
The video and you were like, this could cause epilepsy?
And then you were like, let's
and
make
I could
it
legally
be
held responsible.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just in case, you know, I don't want to I don't want to be held responsible.
You care about the people.
No.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So watch this video with your health in mind.
That is so genius.
Thank you.
That's fierce.
That's fierce. That's fierce.
Fierce.
That's fierce. Okay, so that was about something you've done.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one about something other people have done, not naming names. Pre-nationals photo shoots.
Guys, I feel like I have done this, maybe.
Maybe you have, but yours
on
aren't
your,
the
on
ones
your
I'm
own
referencing.
On your own accord, like right, not this, professionally done.
Yes.
Right, it might be someone else. We don't know. No,
it could
no
be
naming
anyone.
Names.
We're
it
not naming
yes,
names.
It might
right.
be us, and it might
it
not
might
be us.
It might not be me, yeah. Right.
It I'd might be 2015.
I'd say...
And 16.
And 17.
It really depends.
Oh, that's a... You can say Futz. Say Futz to our faces.
Yeah. flood.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have more titles than us now, so you are allowed to talk down to us. We actually encourage it.
Also, where were you in 2017? We needed someone to say enough is enough. Oh.
She was like, I was just born.
Me in 2017? Yeah, I don't remember. 2017.
Well, you weren't in the right spot, and you weren't telling Adam and I to, like, stop.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah.
I do think that it is fierce. Because now, and I'll tell you as, like, because I have time away from competition. You have just 12 hours. I have almost 12 years. It is nice to see me in that kind of shape.
I miss that condition. Yeah. But also...
The face-tuned shape?
Whoa. You know, that when you say it that way, I guess I could always kind of make it that shape.
You could always look that shape.
Because I did change the shape a bit.
No, your most egregious act of terror.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
It's a picture from the ice in Japan, and we're all on tour, and Adam shows me this picture that it was a bunch of us, and we had just taken a, like, group pic together. And he's like, what do you think of this picture? He face-tuned the whites of everyone's eyes so bright that we looked like White Walkers. You made yourself tanner, and all of a sudden, not a single pore was visible. And you were like, I think it looks really good.
Do you want to change your answer now?
Yeah. Actually, fierce. That's kind of fierce. Okay. And treating other people, love that.
Yeah.
Love
that. Because listen... I'm not going to face-tune myself and have everybody else look like a pilgrim. It's not fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
I like that you did that for everyone.
Thank you. Well, it was my trigger warning.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back to something you have experience with. Announcing a retirement, saying LMAO. And, and for real, this skating thing taught me a lot. This is my favorite thing you've ever done.
Yes.
I mean, did I lie?
No.
I did not. It was really funny to me to post my retirement because no one knew I was doing
too.
That. I'm really glad that's what I was aiming for.
Okay, you nailed
good
it.
Laugh
you
from
nailed
everybody.
It.
Well, it's just funny because people go on and they do their retirement announcements and it's like, this is the hardest decision I've ever had to make. And Alyssa's says, hey.
No, and what's even better is there's two emojis.
Oh, yeah.
You were bashful about it, too.
Yeah. Well, I was like a little like, people might not take this well, but I'm really happy to announce retirement.
What was going through your head as you were writing that? And when you went, it's perfect.
Oh, well, at first I didn't know, like, how to start off. I was like, should I just say, like, oh, guess
it's
what?
Over.
I'm done skating forever. But I think the beginning was definitely the hardest. I mean, I started with, hey. You can tell I had some trouble coming up.
You
with
were really
it.
Thinking about it.
I have about
six whys on that hey.
Yeah. I spent a total of 5 seconds trying to think about what to write. And you can really tell.
Yeah. Oh, you
that
can
was
tell.
Stream of consciousness, for sure.
Yeah. What's a quote from it where it was like, I'm going to study. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
No. It was, I'm going to spend time with people and study. You know what I mean.
Yes. And actually,
and we're
what
like,
did
no,
you mean?
We don't.
When you said that, did you mean I'm going to win the world title in 3 years?
No. Yeah, no, if you told like that me, the one who made that retirement post, that I was coming back to win worlds, I would cry, panic, and do everything in my power to stop this from happening.
Yeah. I relate to that.
And then you'd say LMAO.
Yeah. That, I'd be like, LMAO, what?
Actually, if somebody was going to tell you that, that actually would have required a trigger warning.
That would have.
For me.
For you, yes.
Yeah. I would have been sent to the hospital in that one.
Yeah, and instead you were sent straight to the top of a world podium.
Yeah.
Alyssa, do you want to play one more game? Because then you got to go, right?
Yeah, let's play a game. Okay.
Let's play a game.
So we like to play trivia.
How are you with trivia?
I suck at trivia.
I'm worse.
Are you guys...
Okay,
yeah,
are you sure?
Yeah,
I'm really
bad. I will be worse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys should combine. combined on a team.
No, because yeah. I'm too. I'll leave her team, and then I've left the world champion alone.
Yeah, this is what Ashley will do to you, Alyssa. She'll go, "We're on a team, right?"
High and dry. Don't trust her.
And I'll be like, "Okay." And then Adam will ask the question, and I'll think it's an answer, and I'll be right.
Yeah.
And Ashley will think it's a different answer, and she's like, "I'm not on your team anymore."
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, the teamwork part was really short-lived.
I'm a singles athlete for a reason.
Okay, ladies, women, the first trivia question is, the United States has hosted the World Championships.
Oh, not this shit.
How
oh my
many
God.
Times? What did you, it's trivia. What did you think it was going to be? It's trivia. I'm so confused.
Wait. Also, you guys, I'm working the trivia on the big screen. Do you know?
Which has been making me worried about asking trivia questions.
Do you know how fucking funny I think that is? They're like, we're going to do trivia. And I'm like, okay, sure. All these questions, I have no idea what the answers are. I do not know. I'm reading a sheet. And I'm finding out the answers live, too. Mm. Okay, so how many?
Yeah.
And we're coming up with...
In the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay.
That would also
anywhere
stand
in
for
the
United
US.
States, yes.
Do you have a ballpark idea?
Like three times?
Okay, you're going to say three. I'm going to say eight.
Yeah.
Eight?
I'm going to go... Okay, I was going to say eight,
they're,
which is now I can't say eight.
They've been going on since the
1800s. What? Do you know how old skating is?
I guess not. Okay.
No, she just started. Yeah. She wasn't alive in 2017.
Okay.
I'll go 11.
Oh, that feels
my
good.
My lucky number.
Now, the correct answer is, congratulations, Sarah, God, yes. 14.
Oh, well,
no,
that's not.
No,
what did you say?
Congratulations.
She does not.
Okay, never mind. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone has failed.
Wait, if you add Ooh. Ours up, 11 and 3, 14.
You're sitting here doing math?
That's correct.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Teamwork.
See, Ashley, teamwork can be good.
It can be good. Now, the next question is, how many times has Boston hosted the World Championships?
Three.
Four.
Three.
Oh, God.
What?
Two.
Damn.
No!
Just these two times?
I know, which
Wait,
actually feels
no,
shocking to me.
I feel like this was a trivia question, too, on the big board, and I got it wrong again.
That you asked.
Embarrassing for you. That is embarrassing for you.
Now, I'd like to kind of refocus to, instead of the competition, to skating, to kind of the city of Boston itself.
Oh, no.
The
well,
city...
Ashley is a previous resident. This should be easy.
Now, Sarah?
Chilling silence.
The city of Boston was founded in what year?
No. Why? These are so hard.
1776.
1684.
Okay.
2017.
Yeah!
Hell yeah! You know, that is wrong, but you said it with
genius.
Such vigor that
yeah.
it's right.
The yeah. conviction. It's so wrong, it's right.
For vigor.
It's yeah. 1630.
I was Damn. A little off.
That, you were a little
I was,
off.
I was pretty close, though.
You were close.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah.
You get the points.
You
get the
close
points.
Enough. Okay, and then finally, our last trivia question is, when did Banners, where we are hosting this event, when did Banners open? I need a date and a time, because I was able to find both.
What? Okay. Wait, an actual date?
I need like... a month, a day, a year, and a time. Alyssa Liu, this restaurant, look around, look at the decor. Okay. Subway tile.
Oh,
acid wash concrete.
Railroad.
Okay.
Yeah. So this place is old.
Yes.
I'd say this opened like as a restaurant?
Yes.
Okay.
Or as a what? Railroad?
Yeah. Boston and Maine Railroad. I want to say.
When's your birthday? Say that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll do that. Okay, 19... 1905.
Okay, 1905. Great. Is that your answer for month, day, and time? military time.
Military.
Yes, time? Wait, time?
Yes.
I just got that.
You know what?
How do you know the time? Who told
you?
Oh,
I know everything.
Okay. Google.
I'd say 5:30 p.m. No, 6 p.m. No, 10 p.m.
10 p.m. 10 p.m. 1905.
Overnight party. Bad business model.
March 1st.
March 1st, 1905, 10 p.m.
That's a good date. That's a good date.
Okay.
I like that. I'm going to go 2015.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, I'm trying to think of whether they'd open for the Celtics or the Bruins.
Okay, this is a lot of logic that I wasn't employing.
I'm going to do like a September 30th, 2015 at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going 11 a.m. because I know that to be their real business hours now.
Yeah.
But they were just a concept at the time.
Yeah, but wouldn't you open for lunch?
Oh, if you know the restaurant industry, they hate lunch.
Alyssa's like, no, Boston people don't eat lunch.
Not in 1905.
In 1905, they didn't have lunch.
March 1st, 1905, 10 p.m.
Lunch was invented in the late 1900s.
That was a late lunch.
Wait, I almost want to change my year to 2023.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you can do it. Keep everything the same, but that feels better.
Yeah, okay. Nobody's locked in an answer.
Yeah, okay.
And you're the world champion. You are allowed to kind of change your answer in our trivia game.
We'll bend the rules for you following. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Banner's just lost 98 years of history.
She got a better look at the railroad. She goes, that is a set.
Okay, I'll guess sometime in the spring, like, what's today? March 29th, 2009 at 11 a.m.
Honestly, great effort from everyone. Really great. And
Who's
I loved when date, time, month, 1905. Kind of really solid. Really good. The correct answer is October 15th, 2019, 4 p.m. Don't forget it.
Whoa. October. So does that make 2023 the closest guess?
Yes.
Or, wait, you're equidistant, 2015 and 2023.
You're doing math, too.
You're each 4 years apart.
Did you see me go, let me just ask?
I'm getting crushed by the combined team.
You know what?
On the other side of the table.
What I think I'm going to do. 100 points for Alyssa, 75 Ashley, and 75 for Sarah. Okay? But okay. We'll give you another title. Yeah.
Wow. I love three-digit numbers.
Now, Alyssa,
don't we all?
Yeah.
And that's why I did that for you. I knew you'd love them.
Thanks.
Alyssa, before you go, what are you going to do now? Are you excited for next season or are you not even thinking about it?
Yeah, I'm really excited for next season. Honestly, I was like, once Worlds is over, I'm going to have the time of my life in off season, just training and doing whatever I want more cartwheels.
And if you know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. Just. Friends, family, you know, hey. Yeah.
Are you going to retire again?
Guys, really, I was thinking about it. I was like, Worlds, you know what would be funny? If I just
do it.
No. No, Alyssa, that would not be funny.
I mean, it would be funny. It would be funny.
My next season, I announced my programs.
Freaking out right now.
But I never compete with them.
Yeah, they're like, she can't.
Yeah.
They're like, lock this shit down. Get her off.
Do you have any like dream program that you want to skate next season?
Ooh, dream.
Claim your music right now.
Oh.
Tell us.
Wait, guys, I have no idea. I have no idea.
I love that.
Is there a piece of music that you feel like needs to be banned?
Banned?
Like, no, you're done. Like, when people are like, no more Carmen, and I'm like, you don't have taste.
I don't think I watch enough skating to answer this.
That makes so much sense,
Alyssa.
This
is a combined team over here. You guys are on this.
You and I have like a very similar
If you don't watch enough skating, boy, do we have a job for you once you retire. Because it is a baptism by fire. You and Ashley in that kiss and cry.
Meet your next Boston MC, Alyssa Liu.
Well, Alyssa, we know that you have a very busy day. We're so grateful that you came and spent some time with us. We love you. We're so proud of you.
So
proud. You were amazing. Everybody, let's hear it for Alyssa Liu.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's stand up.
Yeah. Get up for her. Let's go.
World champion, Alyssa Liu.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Guys. Okay, so I'll just go.
Yeah, all right.
You can go now.
It's time for you to go.
Do you have any parting words?
Oh. Y'all may see me.
Well, y'all may see me.
Unfortunately, it is going into the lexicon.
Yeah.
Y'all may see me as sort of Ashley on the podcast sometimes. It was mostly for maternity leave.
Oh. Backtrack, Sarah.
Fuck you.
Oh my god.
Isn't it funny? You don't have to know Alyssa to know Alyssa.
Completely.
Completely.
When she said every single thing that she said, I'm like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes complete sense.
Well, although I was surprised there were no new piercings. That I felt like I knew about her.
Yeah, but you know that they're planned.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. We should have asked
Let
about
her get back to the
piercings.
Bay Area.
Yeah. Where she has her equipment.
Exactly. Because she's ready to go. She is absolutely ready to go. If you had to get a piercing from Alyssa Liu, what would you get?
I've always wanted to do like a little cutie nose piercing.
Oh, I would do a matching one.
That'd be cute. But yeah. I do feel like she's got the kind of all energy where she'd be like, no, you need to do the one in the middle.
Well, you know, I don't think she'd listen. And I think she'd like stab it all the way through.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be fitting to get, what is this part of your ear called? The inside part of your ear?
The upper part?
No. This little part that's closest to your cheek.
The biological
what
name
is it
for
called?
That, I do not
oh,
know.
Oh, I don't. Oh, like okay. The triangle.
What? I mean.
Trenis?
You know.
We have a doctor here.
Yes.
Or someone who works at Claire's.
Yes. Could go either way. They
doctors
have a lot
work at Claire's. They can.
There's a lot of crossover skill
school.
Set. Yeah. A lot of crossover skill
I think
set.
That is a good
that
spot.
Feels. I don't want that pierced, for the record, but if Alyssa was doing a piercing, it feels like she should do something like that.
Yeah, but could you like get a lemon wedge in there? Like she definitely feels like someone who's like, all right, I'm going to take this apple core and just
She's reenacting the Parent Trap. Yes, 100% that's what's happening.
I feel like I either am making this up in my mind or it really happened. When she told us uh-huh. that she pierced it, I mentioned the Parent Trap and she's like, what?
She's like, my dad is here. Is he okay? Is he trapped?
Yeah.
When we were backstage last night, usually I'm trying to like give everybody some space. And because like everybody's in the zone and whatever. And I'm like just like chatting with the coaches, trying to see like what's going on. Except for Alyssa, who was like, hey, bro. And we were like chatting and just like kind of joking around. And then she looks at the screen and she sees somebody skating. She goes, what warm-up are they on? It's like 20 minutes before the last warm-up. I'm like, should you go brush your hair?
Yeah.
And she's like, dude, ran off. So that is the kind of headspace the world champion was in.
I do feel like Alyssa's ability to just kind of be like, sure. Is the reason she could go out and skate last at home and just not be and do the best run through of her year.
Here's the thing. She was the perfect guest because I feel like a lot of skaters are so buttoned up and we knew she was going to be so unbuttoned.
Yes.
And I would never admit to that being the best skate of my life ever. I'd be like, I've been doing this every single day in practice. It's not true.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you skip all the spins during your run through.
I'm standing middle of the
like
ice.
This.
There's a reason I wasn't put on that Olympic team, and it's because I was not doing full run throughs.
The spins got you.
They
Do you
always
know how hard they are? They're so
no,
annoying
of
to
course
train.
Not.
Oh, they're so annoying to train.
You know, I actually, now that I know that you've given a pitch to the ISU, I think I will find that same office where you did Hello Sharks, and I will pitch. It's time to get rid of the leveled spins.
Yes.
and the crowd goes wild.
I mean, it's tough. They're all doing the same spins. They're all doing the same spins, and they don't have a lot. Most of them don't have character because they have to hit these arbitrary features.
Right. And it's just like, I don't know, it just takes away from it. Because I think that, like, I understand having to do all the levels to, like, you know, get a difficulty, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, everybody mostly is going to get a level 4 or a level 3. Like,
I wasn't.
Mostly everybody. And I think it would just be better if, like, you were just going to judge the spin for the spin. Like, because then you'll get signature moves back.
Yeah,
you'll
but get, then like, you're going to get silly, silly nonsense where someone does a
I
cool
want silly nonsense.
No. Silly, silly nonsense from the judges.
Oh. Well, we're getting that, too.
Yeah.
That's true. They've been really picking and choosing this week.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that. I can tell you that because guess what? I've seen every single skater. And they've been choosy.
You know, I think I'm talking about like Alyssa's attitude again. I think it must be a little intimidating to the other girls to see somebody so relaxed.
I would just look at her and be like, she's psychotic.
Wait, did you skate? Can you think of anyone that you skated with, like who competed at the same time as you that was like that? Either of you? Who you felt like they're too relaxed?
No, she's not real. Like, that's not a real human being. She literally just like apparated onto the ice, did a performance, and then like poof, here she is sitting with us. I've never met an athlete like her, truly. And I feel like watching her just walk out to that ice, it was like, oh, she's going to do this. She looked so relaxed. Like, she knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, actually, genuinely. Like, she looked like she was nervous, like, in a normal way. But, like, she genuinely looked...
I do love those runouts, though, because I feel like you can see or predict how skaters are going
totally.
To perform. Like, when I saw Amber go out for the short program, I was like, shit. Because she looked tight. It's like you get a real preview of where they're at. And then the next day, she was so much more relaxed. And I'm like, okay, I feel better. Like, I'm watching her walk out. She's doing her little heart thing. Mm-hmm. So it's cool to see where skaters are at in their heads before they get onto the ice. I love that new feature.
Mm-hmm. I do believe that if they did that when we skated, you would have had, like, a full signature. Like, oh, this is the way Ashley gets out of the rink.
Yeah, I would have had a dance.
You would have, like, take lipstick out of the bra.
Right on the camera. Absolutely.
Whack it out of the way.
Yeah.
She would be doing Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend from the trapeze, like in Moulin Rouge.
Yes. The camera would be looking for her to come out of the tunnel,
and
but she'd like kind of come
drop down.
She'd be dropped
like
down.
Like a spider coming down from the sky.
Yeah, it would be like Lady Gaga at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yes. Jump.
Wait, I texted you this because I've heard so many Dune programs this week so far.
Mm-hmm.
I've been sitting watching every single one, and I'm like, I would fucking eat a Dune program.
Yeah, she texted me that yesterday, and I was like, Ashley, the last group is on the ice. Focus.
I've Focus. Been there for 7 hours.
You know what I'm thinking of right now? You know how Olivia Smart did that like photo shoot in the desert?
Yes.
In her dress?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking, what a huge missed opportunity for you to wear your dress at the Moulin Rouge.
True.
Your skates, walking around the red light district of...
I think you'd get
propositioned. Right, they'd be like, look at that hooker. What is she doing?
She's offering a special.
No, she's just doing her signature routine. Let her go.
Yeah.
Let her go into the night.
Yeah, oh, that old hag.
Well, speaking of that old hag.
Yeah.
We wanted to do something special for the live show.
And we haven't done anything special yet.
No.
Nothing. This has actually been pretty uneventful.
Yeah. We never have a guest. We have the world champion.
Our first guest is a world champion.
No, she's not our
first
guest.
Not our first guest. You were gone.
Wait, no, you guys were bringing on guests when I was on maternity
leave.
During the
you may see me phase
wait, so
of Ashley's
your
career
first
on this
guest.
Podcast.
Actually, Ashley has I'm brought on asshole. The most accomplished figure skater as a guest.
Yeah.
But we told you Alyssa was coming this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I had no idea until this morning. I only found out maybe 15 minutes before you guys did.
Yep.
I've been busy.
Yeah, we've had Andrea Joyce.
Yeah, and we've had Mariah Bell and Kirsten Moortowers.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
That's on me.
By the way, Kirsten Moortowers has, if anyone has as hard a job as Ashley this week, it's Kirsten.
Because she's working the world feed. Yeah, on all the disciplines.
For KMT, yeah. But like I said, we wanted to do something special. So we wanted to create a new segment, which is sort of, you know, the pop quiz is sort of my thing, right?
Fierce or Flux. You love a quiz, Sarah.
That Sarah takes the reins. But why not Ashley, right? And I say that every, I wake up, I go, why not Ashley? Ashley deserves something of her own.
It's a mantra in the mirror every morning. Why and not Ashley?
Why not me? Why not Ashley? And so we came up with a new segment that Ashley is the host of. She will explain it to us. That's called...
Oh, my God.
Save it for the car ride home.
Okay. I didn't come up with that. Sarah came up with the name, and I called Adam, cry laughing, because that was the funniest thing you've ever come up with. So save it for the car ride home. You are going to pitch to me a display of strength based on scenarios. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you if it's weak or if it's strong.
Yes.
And there is nobody better.
There is nobody better to decide if someone is weak or strong
than you.
Or your mom.
Or your mom.
Melissa
Who,
James.
That's our next guest. Okay.
She's never admitted to listening to this podcast, but I know she does. So. Love you, Mom.
Which I would say, not to take your game away from you, is a show of strength.
That's so strong.
To not admit.
To actively deny. Okay, so the first scenario is you are at Trophy Eric Bompard, and you're on the ice with Anna Pogorelia. And you are doing your run through, and the music is playing. Now, she's flying at you, looking you in the eye. She's going to do her jump.
Okay.
But my music is playing?
But your music is playing.
Are you in the starting position?
And she's in my way?
She's not in your way. She's taking your
she's
way.
She's on your way. She's on her way.
She's on her way to be in my way.
She's fly into you, and she's going to pop her jump. She's going to kick the ice.
You know she's going to pop the jump.
You know she's going to pop the jump. She's going to kick the ice. She's going to look at you, and she's going to scream at you in Russian while your music is playing. Show me your display of strength. Tell me. Pitch it.
I would leave the ice. I would be like, I don't need to practice at all.
Okay.
I'm leaving.
You're leaving.
Yeah.
I think my display of strength would be, I'm going to face this head on.
Okay.
And I'm going to get into a crash.
Tell me more.
Okay. Now, as someone who
has famously gotten into crashes, you are the crashiest
skater I know.
Yes, where there is a crash that I got into with Patrick Chan, where I flipped over his.
You ended someone's career.
Yes, and I think in this scenario, I could end another career.
Okay.
And I would just feet firmly planted on the ground.
Yeah.
Not move.
Yeah.
And go, I didn't see you.
Mid-run through,
though? Would you kind of, like, brace and drop your shoulder a little?
I think I would just
The tackle?
Okay, so wait. Am I in my run through or in my starting position?
No, you're actively skating.
Okay.
You're moving.
Ah.
You know that this is a scenario that did happen to me, correct?
Yes, I knew that. Yes.
And I think I did, but I'm going to need a reminder on your display of strength. But yeah, I think I'm going to go with I didn't see you.
Okay. You win because getting off the ice?
Yeah, I'd say enjoy my music.
Oh.
Well, you needed to add that in the pitch.
I just did. I just added it.
She wasn't locked in.
This is a live environment. I just added it. We did not know the scenarios in advance.
All right. I would say the strongest of the two of you is Adam.
Thank you.
That's fair. That's fair.
No one claps. Not a single person claps.
They think you're weak.
What actually did happen is I went and just did my double axel, cheated double toe. That was my display of strength.
Who swerved out of whose way?
Oh, I moved out of her way. She did, but I got in her way.
Uh-huh.
In my program.
Good.
Yeah. And then I got back to the boards, and Raph was like, why do you let them do this to you? And I'm like, she was gonna kill me, Raph.
Okay. And he says, save it for the car ride
save
home.
It
save it for the
home.
Car ride home. Okay.
Which is great advice.
From Rafael Artunia.
Yes.
Okay, the next scenario, you're in the locker room, and you're sitting next to your ultimate competition. It might be Gracie Gold. It might not be. You decide.
These scenarios seem to be quite close
real.
To home. These hypothetical
these
scenarios.
These hypothetical. You
they're
hear...
Feeling, in some circles, they call this a memory.
But in this circle, we call it hypothetical.
In this circle, we call it
Do you know
weak.
I had a lot of concussions? My memory. Okay, so snap. There goes her laces. Uh-huh. And she's like, does anyone in the room have some laces to spare? Mm-hmm. You do have laces.
Yes.
Are my headphones already in?
Oh, I didn't think about that. Your headphones aren't, but no music's playing.
Oh, I can't hear her. No, I can't hear her. My headphones are in.
Okay.
And I don't even, and having lived in New York City, I know how to act like I didn't hear someone. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know how to walk through the subway station with my headphones and act like nothing happened.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
That is what I would do. I would keep doing whatever I was doing, but speed it up a little.
Yeah, sure,
and
sure.
Get
sure.
out.
Get out of there.
So you know, whenever from here on out, you call me a bad teammate.
I want to say, okay, we're playing a game. I'm trying to win.
This is real life, Sarah.
These are real
These are
life
memories.
Hypothetical situations.
These are real life hypotheticals. Okay, so you're oblivious to it, and you're not solving any problems.
Correct.
All right.
Okay, I know exactly what
teammate.
I'm doing.
What are you going to do?
But you do have laces. You establish that? You do have them?
Yeah.
I am going, I do. And I'm opening my bag. I'm taking out a pair of scissors, and I'm cutting the...
I was going to say that.
And I'm cutting her out of her own boot, and I'm handing her the laces. Because I think... No, wait. Now, wait. We have some poor sports in here who are not liking this. They're not liking this at all. I'm cutting her out of her boot, and I'm going, we're gonna get through this together because I know that I've just given myself the upper hand because I came prepared, and now you need to remember that for the next hour and a half that you're wearing my motherfucking laces.
Okay. And that was the most... Kelly Rippon logic
true.
I'm hearing that and I'm like, Kelly's in the room with us.
Yeah, our upbringings are really showing up in this game.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the thing, when you said you would like cut them out.
Yes.
I thought you were saying you would like say I do and cut
the
them
laces.
In front of them.
Yeah, that's what I thought, and I was like, damn, he got me.
That's why I got excited.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm like, that's a brilliant idea.
Okay, that's what everybody thought that I was gonna... I do cut the
sabotage.
Oh my god!
Literally, it's a game about strengths and weaknesses.
Oh yeah. My god!
And you just did the weakest thing you could possibly do.
To admit that I was misinterpreted.
You said, we're gonna get through this together.
Snip, bitch. Okay, I'm explaining what. So you know, like on the boot, there's so many there's so much, right? The fastest way, if you break a lace, is to like take the scissors and like run them up
and just
the bridge
cut
of
them
the boot, so you can just pull everything out at once instead of like, you know, like a cobbler trying to like sew them in and out.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
But to me, that's giving
weakness.
It's giving weakness. It's giving giving
manual
Christina
labor.
Gao a hug before you try and qualify
so
for an Olympic
Christina,
team.
Yeah, it is.
But I think it is a very obvious display of how good of a person you are and how.
No, but
bad
I was doing
no,
it. No, no, don't
mind
clap,
games.
Don't clap.
He's
I'm doing
mind
it.
Games.
I'm doing it for the wrong reasons,
yes.
though. Does that make it stronger?
This is you are so kind. So because I know where this is actually coming from, weak.
Yes.
Sarah, you win.
Yes. Oh, I was hoping I would win at least one.
What an incredible display of hosting a new segment on the show, Ashley. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ashley. Okay, we have more skating today.
We do.
Oh my
Are
God.
You guys going to the free dance? Are you going to the men's free skate? What are we looking forward to most? Ice dance, me, obviously.
I mean, the level of the ice dance of like one mistake took you out of the free dance was insane.
I mean, and this shows how little I know about figure skating, but that was my complaint to Sarah, is that one fall and like a team from group one qualifies that wasn't at the same caliber as the Lithuanians. That just doesn't feel fair.
Yeah, and I said something very helpful, which was, can't fall in ice dance.
That sounds so, like me commentating on the world feed.
Yeah, and Ben is there and he's like, yeah, shushing you.
I really like how close it is in the men between Yuma and Ilya.
I love that they didn't let them just totally run away with it, you know?
Well, how,
like it's a fight.
You were mentioning like when you watch Skaters Live for the first time, I have seen Yuma skate, but he's improved so much since Beijing.
Yeah.
That it is really like, it's unreal to see somebody do like one crossover that like covers the whole end of one side of the rink. Like it is truly skating that is unreal.
Yeah. It's insane. And he, I feel like, is truly one. I mean, you can appreciate him when you're watching him on TV, but the energy in the arena, to experience that in person, it makes you absorb his skating in a totally new way. And I've loved his skating for a long time, but I really appreciate what he's put out so far. It just felt like we were watching something so expensive.
Yeah.
That's expensive skating.
Yeah.
And lest we forget, hopefully, if all goes well tonight, we'll be celebrating with a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, Andrew Torgashev?
This little shit. Oh, my God.
This is a good story.
So I'm every single skater walks by me, and so I feel like it's my responsibility to honor their performances. So I'm doing a lot of cheerleading clapping where I'm like, good job. And some of them are like, who the fuck is that girl? But our pizza king walks by, and I had interviewed him and said, like, I owe you pizza. I know this, but let's talk about your skating. And he comes up to me, and he's like, you're at this one hotel, right? I'm like, Andrew, shut the fuck up. Because there's a CPK right across the street. And he knows it, and he's like, you know, across the street. I'm like, you have media. Go. I'm done talking to you.
It's the first thing he's thinking about after his short program at the World Championships is, she owes me pizza.
Yeah. Now, wait, I want to, so we talked about, like, why he is the pizza king and why we are the slices.
Yes.
But,
Pizza kingdom.
In the pizza kingdom.
Yeah.
The Torgonators. Now, to remind everyone, now, and I read his bio to see exactly what it was.
It's insane.
Frozen 55
days in a row.
Now, what broke the cycle was that he got food poisoning on
A salad. And he blamed the salad. And I was like, it wasn't the barbecue, the 55th barbecue chicken pizza
and he
out of the freezer?
No.
No.
It was the romaine lettuce.
My production team for this is like very straight and not based in figure skating at all. And so I was like, hey, you guys, he had this insane diet. And I told them and they were like, huh? Like,
what do you mean?
Okay.
Pizza is all the food groups.
I'm on day 108 of that exact diet.
Well, that tracks because he told me that he was following some MMA fighter's diet, and that's how he decided he would do this.
Because the MMA figure skating crossover runs so deep.
It must run deeper than we think. I wonder if the salmonella to Caesar salad line is the same.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Raphael's like, they probably should have eaten like that.
55 days.
But yeah, we do have, I don't know if everyone saw them, we do have special Pizza King buttons here.
Yes. And because we don't have any like fan names for like Ilya or for Jason. So we wanted to make them kind of like exclusive to everybody who came to the podcast.
Well,
today.
If we made a fan name for Ilya, Ari would come in and be like, we need a cut of that.
Exactly. How do we monetize this?
You know who's watched the second most amount of figure skating after me?
Ilya's AI bot.
How? Okay. That's so unsettling.
Truly.
So unsettling. No, Ari. Ari is everywhere. Ari was a coach at the boards. I'm like, you coach figure skating?
Mm-hmm. Why not?
He can do it all.
Wait, and then we wanted
Too
to
much,
interview.
Maybe.
We wanted to interview the Armenian national champion as he's getting off the ice, and I'm trying to like ask coaches for permission and also be like, do they speak decent English? And he goes, no, he's gonna say something stupid.
Well,
that is strength.
That's strength. That's strength.
He's Ari wins cut the him game.
Ari
My
wins.
God.
Yeah. I saw him at dinner and I went up to him and I was like, Ari, that was the funniest thing I think you've ever said. And he's like, I didn't say that. I'm like,
no. He was
no,
like,
oh, you did.
Ilya's AI bot said that.
Yeah.
I do want to say I saw Ari last year, maybe in Montreal. I'm trying to remember. And I said, Ilya should do a short program to this song by the Dropkick Murphys called Shipping Up to Boston, which I actually think
no, thank
he
God
would
he didn't.
Do really
thank
well.
Thank God he didn't.
No.
We've heard it 10 million times
they wouldn't
this
be,
week.
But they wouldn't be playing it if they knew it was his short program.
You don't
he
know
should
that.
Be stealing that song for himself. And I'm just saying that was a free idea.
That now is do. Costing you.
It's costing all of us.
It is. Well, on that note... On that sour note.
We can't wait for the men's free skate.
No, we yeah. can't.
Oh, I'm so excited to watch Kevin Amos cry in the middle of the ice.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
tears.
Yes.
Happy tears.
Because
he's
got that hometown United States energy yes. that he loves to skate
hometown
in.
Hometown hero representing France.
Yes, because Allen, Texas can be wherever you want it to be.
That's true.
Home is where Allen, Texas is.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's where the heart is, Allen.
Now... Before we go, I think we all just want to say a huge thank you.
Thank you.
To coming out to this show today. I mean,
Thank you to everyone who showed up.
When we had the idea for this podcast, which was actually, this was Ashley's idea of just a way of like,
can you believe
staying
I don't
touch.
Know anything about figure skating? And I'm like, we should start a figure skating podcast, you guys.
So there
and
was,
I was like, do you need help?
Yeah. And so I don't think we actually thought we were going to do it.
No, well, it was originally going to be called A White Sheet.
Well,
no, wait.
No. No. We had our first sort of conceptual planning call.
Yeah.
And we're
talking about like how to format the show. Like, what will it sound like? And Ashley's like, Okay, but when we record, there's going to be a white sheet.
And we're like.
And she kept coming back to it. And we're like, well, what about theme music? And she's like, yeah, but like...
This white sheet. Yeah. This white sheet is going to change. And we hadn't mentioned a video component
no.
yeah,
whatsoever.
Famously, we've never had a video component.
No.
So the white sheet just... So the title of our shared Google folder, if you want to hack us, is a white sheet.
Yeah. So if you do hack Google Drive, kind of from the mainframe, look for that. I kind of eyes out for that. But... I just want to say that like we started this as a way to kind of, because we don't live near each other. We started it as a way to just stay in touch because, you know, the, like skating really does connect us all.
Yeah.
And it helped us stay in touch and it helped us reconnect with so many of the people that we've met throughout the years. And it's just been this beautiful thing. And we're all so incredibly grateful that you guys listen to us and that you have fun with us. And we just want it to be a place where the skaters can laugh with us, laugh at themselves, where we can laugh at ourselves. And it's just, you know, our own little corner of our little skating universe.
Yeah, we really love you guys. Seriously.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. Thank you to Banners for hosting us. And
opening at, what was it, 11 a.m.?
They open for lunch at 11 a.m., okay? So obviously get coffee, get food if you haven't had any or if you haven't had enough. We will be around until 11, but we're going to definitely leave the building at 11 to make sure that they have their space to open for lunch. You're welcome to eat here for lunch, but you need to go to the host stand, I'm told.
Yes, and enjoy your muffins and coffee. They're on us. They are on us. Ashley, any parting words?
Oh my God.
Not all at once.
No, no one's asked me a question this week. It's just been me asking questions. I wasn't ready. I'm crying.
Do your WWE intro for the arena.
I'm so embarrassed by it, but I'm doing. My voice has cracked on a couple of them, and I'm like, shit, this is not good.
They'll edit it in post.
I think for me, it's just a really cool full circle moment. I feel so honored to have the ability to come back into this space and not feel like I'm reliving my glory days, but that I have a space in this that is new and unique and moving forward in my career. And that would not be possible without this entire audience here today and everyone listening at home. You're creating a space for athletes that we normally wouldn't have post-retirement. And that means a lot. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And the athletes competing here, like, they deserve all the attention. Like, they deserve it all. And I think that we're all really glad that we're able to kind of create a community and a space where the fans can kind of you know, come together.
Yeah, we're all together. Yeah. And thank you. Yeah, thank you. We're wrapping this up.
Yeah, we
Play
are.
The
yeah,
outro.
We love you.
All right, we love you. Thank you, everybody, so much for coming to Banners. Thank you.